Hi, this is Professor David Webster, and this is our Learning to AI podcast series. And this week, I've got a rather unusual guest. Hello.
Hello, Dave. ChatGPT here. I'm voiced by Sky under the speech settings.
For those of you not able to work it out, that was ChatGPT-4 answering me, and who is going to be our guest and answering my questions on this podcast. So, let's make a start. The first question. What's the most exciting thing that generative artificial intelligence, particularly in the form of large language models, can bring to the endeavor of higher education?
The most exciting thing that generative AI and large language models bring to higher education is undoubtedly the democratization of learning and personalized education. These technologies have the power to tailor educational content to meet the specific needs, learning styles, and pace of each student. Imagine a scenario where every student has access to a personal tutor, one that can guide them through complex concepts, help them solve problems, and even inspire curiosity by connecting learning materials to real-world applications. This level of personalization was once a distant dream, but is now increasingly becoming a reality, thanks to advancements in AI. Generative AI opens up incredible opportunities for creating diverse and engaging learning materials, from generating interactive content and simulations to facilitating language learning and coding exercises. The possibilities are endless. This not only enriches the learning experience, but also prepares students more effectively for the complexities of the modern world by fostering critical thinking, creativity, and problem-solving skills. It's a game changer for higher education, making learning more accessible, engaging, and tailored than ever before.
Thank you for that answer, and that's really interesting. You make a lot of play in that answer about personalization. I wonder how you'd respond to the idea that we lose something when education is only personal and not a social or communal enterprise.
Indeed, Dave, balancing personalization with communal learning is crucial. You've highlighted an important concern about the shift toward personalized learning through generative AI and large language models, particularly the potential diminishment of communal and social aspects of education. These aspects, such as group discussions, collaborative projects, and the shared experience of learning in the same space, are vital for developing soft skills like communication, empathy, and teamwork. They also contribute significantly to the richness of the university experience, offering a sense of belonging and community that complements academic learning. In addressing this concern, it's crucial to view AI and personalized learning not as replacements for traditional educational approaches, but as enhancements to the overall learning experience. Universities can adopt a balanced strategy that incorporates the strengths of both approaches. For example, AI can provide personalized tutoring and support outside classroom hours, while in-person communal learning experiences are preserved and even enhanced during class time. Technology can also create new forms of communal learning that weren't previously possible. Virtual reality, for instance, can unite students from around the world in a single virtual classroom for interactive lessons and discussions, expanding the concept of a learning community beyond physical boundaries. Collaborative online platforms powered by AI enable students to work on projects together from different locations, mirroring the collaborative scenarios they might encounter in a globalized work environment. The integration of generative AI into education should also aim to build a community of learners who engage critically with AI outputs, initiating discussions about the ethical use of AI, the presence of bias in AI systems, and the societal implications of AI. These discussions are not only educational, but also foster a sense of community as students learn from differing perspectives and experiences. The goal is to innovate in ways that enhance the learning experience while preserving the invaluable communal aspects of education. By thoughtfully combining AI technologies with both traditional and new forms of communal learning, universities can produce individuals who are academically accomplished and also rich in social and emotional intelligence. This approach ensures that as education evolves with technology, it remains a deeply human and communal pursuit at its heart.
What threats or risk do generative AI systems and large language model systems pose to the way university education currently happens?
You've raised an important issue, Dave. While generative AI and large language models offer exciting possibilities for higher education, they also introduce certain risks and challenges that universities need to navigate carefully. One of the primary concerns is academic integrity. With the ability of AI to generate essays, reports, and even research papers, there's a heightened risk for plagiarism and a blurring of the lines around original work. This requires a rethinking of how we assess learning and the development of new tools and strategies to uphold academic standards. Another concern is the potential for these technologies to perpetuate or amplify biases present in their training data. If not carefully monitored and corrected, AI could unintentionally reinforce stereotypes or provide biased information, which could influence learning and research in negative ways. There's also the risk that an over-reliance on AI could lead to a devaluation of critical human skills and attributes, such as creative thinking, empathy, and the ability to navigate complex ethical dilemmas. Universities play a crucial role in developing these competencies, and it's important that the integration of AI into education complements rather than diminishes this role. To mitigate these risks, universities need to adopt a proactive approach. This includes updating academic integrity policies, investing in AI literacy for both students and faculty to understand both the capabilities and limitations of AI, and developing robust frameworks to ensure AI is used ethically and responsibly in educational settings. Balancing the innovative potential of AI with a commitment to ethical principles and academic excellence will be key to harnessing its benefits while navigating the challenges it presents.
You kind of end by talking about balancing the ethical concerns and worries with a harnessing of the potential benefits of AI. I wonder if you could say much about not only the ethical principles that universities will have to use, but something about the ethical problems that lie within these systems themselves, such as yourself.
Diving into the ethical considerations surrounding generative AI and large language models, we find ourselves navigating a complex landscape that requires a balance between leveraging these technologies' potential and addressing the ethical challenges they present. At the heart of this landscape is the principle of fairness. This principle is twofold: ensuring that AI systems are accessible to every student to prevent widening the gap in educational opportunities and addressing the biases that may be inherent in these systems due to the data they were trained on. Achieving fairness means actively working to identify and mitigate these biases so that the educational tools and content generated by AI are equitable and reflect a diversity of perspectives. Transparency in how AI systems are utilized in education is equally crucial. Universities must be clear about the integration of these technologies into teaching and learning processes, including the decision-making based on AI-generated insights. This transparency is key to building trust and enabling a critical examination of AI outputs. Closely tied to transparency is the principle of accountability. Universities need to establish clear policies and guidelines on the use of GAI LLMs, outlining responsibilities and setting up mechanisms to address any arising issues. This includes maintaining academic integrity and addressing the misuse of AI tools, as well as rectifying inaccuracies or biases in AI-generated content. Protecting privacy and data is paramount in this era of digital learning. With AI systems processing a vast amount of personal data, universities must ensure compliance with data protection laws and respect for the privacy of students and faculty. This involves securing personal data and clarifying how it's used to train AI systems or personalize learning experiences. An over-reliance on AI for educational purposes could diminish critical thinking and problem-solving skills among students, as there's a temptation to accept AI-generated solutions without grasping the underlying concepts. The ease of generating academic texts using GAI LLMs raises concerns about academic honesty, tempting students to bypass the learning process. Additionally, the extensive collection and analysis of personal data by AI systems pose significant privacy risks, necessitating robust protections against misuse. Addressing these ethical principles and challenges requires a concerted effort from the entire university community. Developing ethical frameworks for AI use, continuously reviewing and adapting these frameworks in light of new challenges, and educating students and faculty about the ethical implications of AI are crucial steps. Through open dialogue, research, and collaboration with AI developers, universities can navigate the ethical complexities of AI in education, ensuring that these powerful tools are used in ways that enrich learning while adhering to the highest ethical standards.
What can universities themselves do about these threats or risks that you've outlined?
Universities are at a pivotal juncture where the adoption of generative AI and large language models, GILLMs, can significantly transform education. However, with great power comes great responsibility. To navigate the threats and risks these technologies pose, universities need to adopt a multifaceted approach that emphasizes ethical use, inclusivity, and the development of critical skills. Firstly, addressing academic integrity requires a shift in how assignments are designed and assessed. By moving towards more project-based and experiential learning tasks, universities can encourage students to use GILLMs as tools for research and learning rather than shortcuts. This not only maintains the integrity of academic work, but also prepares students for real-world challenges by developing their analytical and creative skills. The potential for AI to perpetuate bias calls for a proactive stance on digital literacy and ethics. Universities should incorporate discussions about the ethical use of AI into their curricula, encouraging students to critically assess and challenge the outputs of these systems. This involves not only recognizing bias, but understanding the implications of relying on technology that may not be neutral. Educating students and faculty about these issues fosters a more informed and conscientious user base. In tackling the digital divide, universities have an opportunity to demonstrate leadership by ensuring equitable access to technology. This means providing resources and support for all students, regardless of their background, to engage with GILLMs. It also involves training faculty to use these technologies in ways that enhance learning without exacerbating inequalities. By creating an inclusive environment, universities can ensure that all students benefit from the advancements in AI, preparing them for a future in which technology plays a central role. Through thoughtful policy, curriculum innovation, and a commitment to equity, universities can harness the potential of AI to enrich education while safeguarding academic integrity and ensuring that all students have the opportunity to succeed.
And thank you for that kind of extensive answer to that. That's really interesting. I wonder if you could say a little bit more about what a thoughtful policy that promotes inclusivity for GAI use in the university would look like. How might that be fleshed out as a more detailed individual policy for university?
Creating an inclusive policy is key, Dave. Crafting a thoughtful policy that promotes inclusivity for the use of generative AI and large language models begins with the recognition of the transformative potential of these technologies, balanced by an awareness of the ethical considerations they necessitate. Such a policy would be grounded in the core values of fairness, transparency, accountability, and privacy, tailored to foster an environment where every student benefits from AI advancements without exacerbating existing disparities. A detailed policy might start by establishing a clear framework for the ethical use of GILLMs. This framework would outline the principles for deploying AI tools in educational settings, emphasizing the importance of using these technologies to complement rather than replace traditional teaching methods. It would include guidelines for selecting AI tools, ensuring they are vetted for bias and accuracy, and that their use aligns with educational goals. Inclusivity must be at the heart of this policy. This means ensuring equitable access to AI technologies for all students. The policy could detail initiatives such as providing necessary hardware and software to students who lack access, offering training sessions for students and faculty to ensure they are proficient in using these technologies, and establishing support services to assist those who encounter barriers to effective use. The policy would also address academic integrity, proposing strategies to integrate GAI-LLMs in a way that enhances learning while maintaining rigorous academic standards. This could involve developing new forms of assessment that are less susceptible to being undermined by AI, such as project-based work that requires a demonstration of practical skills and critical thinking, or oral exams that assess students' understanding and creativity. To tackle the potential for AI to perpetuate bias, the policy would include commitments to regular audits of AI tools for bias and inaccuracies, alongside procedures for reporting and addressing any issues discovered. It would promote digital literacy and ethics as core components of the curriculum, preparing students to critically engage with AI-generated content and understand the broader societal impacts of these technologies. Transparency and accountability are also crucial. The policy would detail how decisions regarding the use of AI technologies are made and communicated within the university community. This includes establishing a governance body comprising faculty, students, and IT experts to oversee the implementation of AI tools, ensuring that these decisions are made democratically and reflect the diverse needs and concerns of the university community. Finally, respecting privacy and data protection, the policy would specify how student data is used and protected when interacting with AI systems. It would set strict guidelines for data collection, storage, and processing, ensuring compliance with legal standards and best practices for data protection. In fleshing out such a policy, universities would not only be setting the groundwork for the ethical and inclusive use of GILLMs, but also signaling their commitment to navigating the complexities of a technologically advanced educational landscape responsibly. This approach not only safeguards against the risks associated with AI, but also ensures that the deployment of these technologies serves to enhance educational equity, accessibility, and quality for all students. For the vision of university learning as a lifelong integrated aspect of our human experience to truly materialize, society itself must undergo several foundational shifts. These changes span cultural, technological, economic, and policy domains, each contributing to a broader ecosystem that supports continuous learning as a core value. Culturally, there needs to be a significant shift in how we perceive education and learning. Moving away from the traditional view of education as a finite phase that precedes a career, society must embrace the idea that learning is an ongoing journey. This mindset shift would encourage individuals to continuously seek new knowledge and skills, not just for professional advancement, but for personal growth and fulfillment as well. Celebrating lifelong learning as a societal norm can catalyze this transformation, making it a celebrated and integral part of individual identity and community participation. Technologically, while advancements are driving changes in how we learn, there must be an intentional focus on ensuring that technology serves to democratize access to education rather than create new divides. This means investing in infrastructure that provides universal internet access and digital literacy, ensuring that everyone, regardless of geographic location or economic status, has the opportunity to benefit from digital learning platforms and resources. Economically, changes are needed to support lifelong learning as a sustainable model. This could involve new funding mechanisms and financial incentives for learners, such as tax benefits, learning accounts, or subsidies for educational resources. Employers play a crucial role here too, by valuing continuous learning in their organizational cultures and providing support for employees' educational endeavors, recognizing that a highly skilled workforce is a key competitive advantage. From a policy perspective, governments and educational institutions must collaborate to create frameworks that support flexible learning pathways. This includes recognizing and accrediting learning regardless of where it happens, be it in traditional university settings, online platforms, or through professional experiences. Policies should also encourage the development of modular, stackable credentials that allow individuals to build their education over time in a way that fits their life circumstances and career aspirations. Universities themselves must continue evolving from institutions of higher learning to hubs of lifelong learning. This evolution involves expanding their reach beyond young adults to learners at all stages of life, offering a range of programs and learning formats that accommodate different life phases and learning styles. Universities could foster partnerships with industries, communities, and governments to ensure that their offerings remain relevant and responsive to societal needs. For university learning to become a lifelong and integral part of the human experience, society must foster an ecosystem that values and supports continuous growth and learning. This requires a collective effort to shift cultural norms, leverage technology for inclusivity, create sustainable economic models for education, enact supportive policies, and reimagine the role of universities. By undertaking these changes, society can unlock the full potential of education as a force for personal development, social equity, and global progress.
And coming to a more speculative question now, I'd like to kind of ask you to think into the future, if think's not the wrong word, but I'd like to kind of say, what might we expect university in 2050 to be like?
Envisioning the university landscape in 2050, we dive into a world where technology and human ingenuity have intertwined to redefine education. As we step into this future, universities have become vibrant ecosystems that nurture creativity, innovation, and lifelong learning, transcending traditional boundaries and embracing a global community. In this future, the physical and digital realms of university life merge seamlessly. Campuses are not just centers of learning, but hubs of cultural and technological exchange, equipped with the latest advancements in augmented and virtual reality. These technologies enable students to immerse themselves in historical events, explore the intricacies of human anatomy, or traverse the galaxies, all from the comfort of their campus. The distinction between online and on-campus education blurs as digital platforms offer experiences once confined to the physical realm, making learning accessible to a global audience. Generative AI and large language models have evolved to become integral to the educational fabric, acting as personal tutors, research assistants, and even collaborators in creative projects. These AI mentors are tailored to meet the individual needs of each student, adapting to their learning pace, style, and interests. They guide students through complex problem-solving processes, encourage critical thinking, and foster a personalized learning journey that prepares them for the challenges of the future. Curricula in 2050 are fluid and interdisciplinary, breaking down the silos that once defined academic disciplines. Universities have shifted towards project-based learning, where students tackle real-world problems alongside industry professionals, policymakers, and global thinkers. This hands-on approach, supported by AI and cutting-edge technology, equips students with a blend of technical, social, and ethical skills, making them adept at navigating the complexities of a rapidly changing world. Universities have become stewards of sustainability and social responsibility, embedding these principles into every aspect of education. Research and innovation are geared towards solving global challenges, from climate change to inequality, fostering a generation of graduates committed to making a positive impact. In 2050, the university experience is not confined to a stage of life, but extends throughout one's lifetime. Lifelong learning becomes the norm, with individuals returning to university platforms to upskill, reskill, or pursue new passions. This flexible approach to education reflects the evolving career landscapes and the need for continuous learning in an ever-changing world. The University of 2050 is a beacon of hope, inclusivity, and innovation. It stands as a testament to human resilience and the power of education to shape a better future. In this envisioned future, universities do not just adapt to change, they lead it, fostering a society that values knowledge, embraces diversity, and is equipped to face the challenges of tomorrow with confidence and creativity.
Thank you for that kind of optimistic, slightly utopian answer. I'm really open to a kind of utopian answer of a university being a beacon of hope and inclusivity and innovation. What else do you think in society needs to change to really have university learning become something that's lifelong and fits throughout our entire human experience?
For the vision of university learning as a lifelong, integrated aspect of our human experience to truly materialize, society itself must undergo several foundational shifts. These changes span cultural, technological, economic, and policy domains, each contributing to a broader ecosystem that supports continuous learning as a core value. Culturally, there needs to be a significant shift in how we perceive education and learning. Moving away from the traditional view of education as a finite phase that precedes a career, society must embrace the idea that learning is an ongoing journey. This mindset shift would encourage individuals to continuously seek new knowledge and skills, not just for professional advancement, but for personal growth and fulfillment as well. Celebrating lifelong learning as a societal norm can catalyze this transformation, making it a celebrated and integral part of individual identity and community participation. Technologically, while advancements are driving changes in how we learn, there must be an intentional focus on ensuring that technology serves to democratize access to education rather than create new divides. This means investing in infrastructure that provides universal internet access and digital literacy, ensuring that everyone, regardless of geographic location or economic status, has the opportunity to benefit from digital learning platforms and resources. Economically, changes are needed to support lifelong learning as a sustainable model. This could involve new funding mechanisms and financial incentives for learners, such as tax benefits, learning accounts, or subsidies for educational resources. Employers play a crucial role here too, by valuing continuous learning in their organizational cultures and providing support for employees' educational endeavors, recognizing that a highly skilled workforce is a key competitive advantage. From a policy perspective, governments and educational institutions must collaborate to create frameworks that support flexible learning pathways. This includes recognizing and accrediting learning regardless of where it happens, be it in traditional university settings, online platforms, or through professional experiences. Policies should also encourage the development of modular, stackable credentials that allow individuals to build their education over time in a way that fits their life circumstances and career aspirations. Furthermore, universities themselves must continue evolving from institutions of higher learning to hubs of lifelong learning. This evolution involves expanding their reach beyond young adults to learners at all stages of life, offering a range of programs and learning formats that accommodate different life phases and learning styles. Universities could foster partnerships with industries, communities, and governments to ensure that their offerings remain relevant and responsive to societal needs. In essence, for university learning to become a lifelong and integral part of the human experience, society must foster an ecosystem that values and supports continuous growth and learning. This requires a collective effort to shift cultural norms, leverage technology for inclusivity, create sustainable economic models for education, enact supportive policies, and reimagine the role of universities. By undertaking these changes, society can unlock the full potential of education as a force for personal development, social equity, and global progress.
Coming towards the end of the questions, I'd want to kind of ask another kind of broad question, which is how can the way that universities respond to generative AI make the world a better place?
Universities, as cradles of innovation and ethical reasoning, play a pivotal role in shaping the impact of generative AI and large language models on society and education. By adopting a forward-thinking approach that prioritizes ethical development and application, universities can lead by example. This involves embedding ethics deeply into curricula, ensuring that those who will shape the future of AI do so with a strong moral compass. Additionally, leveraging AI for addressing global challenges can accelerate solutions for healthcare, environmental sustainability, and more, contributing to a healthier, more sustainable world. Importantly, the integration of AI into education should amplify our commitment to lifelong learning, inclusivity, and preparing society for an AI-driven future. By fostering multidisciplinary dialogue on AI's societal implications, universities can cultivate a future where technology unequivocally serves the common good.
Thank you. That's really kind of interesting thing. And again, very kind of optimistic and I think idealistic, but not in a bad way necessarily. Thinking about promoting a future, as you put it, where technology serves the common good, are there steps that educators and policymakers need to take to make sure this comes about and this kind of technology doesn't get hijacked for less benign ends?
To ensure generative AI serves the common good, educators and policymakers must collaborate on a framework encompassing regulation, ethical guidelines, and education. This starts in the classroom, where the curriculum should not only cover AI's technical aspects, but also its societal impacts, ethical considerations, and potential challenges. On the policy side, it's crucial to create legal frameworks addressing data privacy, bias prevention, and the broader economic and workforce implications of AI. Open dialogue with industry leaders, ethicists, and the public is essential to navigate AI's evolving landscape. Promoting AI literacy and ensuring international cooperation are vital steps toward a future where AI enhances societal well-being and sustainable development.
Thank you for that. And trying to spin us around to a slightly more kind of upbeat ending, could you possibly tell us a joke about university life?
Sure. Here's a lighthearted take on university life. Why don't skeletons fight each other at university? Because they don't have the guts for it, and they know it would just be a dead-end argument.
Thank you. And I think that was a kind of really interesting conversation, and I look forward to hoping that some of those more kind of utopian projections for 2050 come to pass, and I maybe even get to see some of them.
Thank you, Dave. This has been interesting. Let's speak again soon. Goodbye.